It's time now for the Outdoor Report, brought to you this morning by Wells Guide Service and the Faceville Community Store. Good morning, Mr. Wells.
Good morning. How's everything in Bainbridge this morning?
Man, you couldn't ask for a better morning. It's cool outside. It's nice and sunny. You know, it's just a nice morning.
No doubt. It's about 52 degrees, they said, and according to Pam's phone, it's 52 degrees in Bainbridge this morning, so that's pretty good. It's probably about the same out here, and we got just a little light breeze, but sunshine. And like you say, not a cloud in the sky. It's shaping up to be a beautiful day and weekend.
Yeah, the fish are biting like crazy. The bass are biting. The brim are biting. Everything's biting. It ain't going to be raining. It's just going to be perfect.
No doubt. We hadn't been in a while, you know, because we've been out of town. I couldn't stand it anymore. We went and got Brock's Go Devil boat. We just went riding around looking yesterday, and there's pretty much brim beds anywhere you want to go look. We messed around, carried a few crickets with us and a few worms with us. We actually set out to find shellcracker bed because I've heard about how big these shellcrackers are this year, and we couldn't find one for seeing brim beds. We just kept fishing. We'd catch three or four here and there till we come home, and lo and behold, I had 43 to clean when I got home. Way more than I thought we had.
Well, do you have one of those automatic scalers? You know, like you just cut the heads off and put them in there and it tumbles them around, or do you got to do it by hand?
I do it by hand, but I got the best little scaler. This thing, my mother-in-law and father-in-law bought it for me in the mountains. And this thing, if you put it in your hand, it's kind of like the old brass knuckles. You know, it goes in the palm of your hand, it fits around your hand, and it goes across the back of your finger. And you hold that fish down, and you can push it up that fish and near about get every scale in one swipe. It's the beatenest thing I've ever seen for scaling fish.
Yeah, if you can get every scale in one swipe, that's the ticket right there.
It's the beatenest thing I've ever seen. I'm telling you, I think I'll get Pam to take a picture of it and put it on Facebook today so everybody can see it.
Same.
I don't have one of the drums, though, that turns. No, I don't. I threatened to get one or make one. I could make one, but I don't know. I just don't. I'm old and lazy about some things, I guess.
We used to have one of them things. My grandma used to go fishing all the time, and we'd catch 40 or 50 brim every time we went, and she'd have one of those scalers, and we'd scale them with that thing, and it's pretty nice. You just cut the heads off and throw them in there, and it'll scale them for you. Then you put them up in the freezer.
Yeah, most of them do a good job. It really kind of washes them, too, because they got that water running through them.
Yeah, it washes them, cleans them, and it's the way to go.
Well, I'm telling everybody, it's a beautiful weekend. The fish are definitely bedding, and too, like I said, I've heard of the biggest shellcrackers people have seen, and that's people my age, so that's got to be some giant. And the brim were good size. That's my old big hand, and it had several bigger than my hand with my fingers spread out. So, I mean, they averaged really big. They were all males. We caught very few females, but a few shellcrackers we caught were full of roe, too. So, everybody just get out and have a good time this weekend. It's going to be a perfect weekend to take the kids out and teach them how to fish. And everybody just have a good time.
All right. That sounds good. Well, we'll talk with you again Monday morning.
All right. See you. Everybody be safe.
You've been listening to the Outdoor Report, brought to you this morning by Wells Guide Service and the Faceville Community Store.
Hi, folks, this is Kyle Duke, Faceville Community Store down on Highway 97. Have you ever been out in the country, out in the middle of nowhere, and need a place to eat, need a place to get fuel, or just stop by? On your way to the beach, on your way to the lake, come by the Faceville Community Store. We have marine gas, we have regular gas, a full-service buffet, everything you need to get in, get out, and get back on the road. Come by the Faceville Community Store for the cleanest restrooms. Faceville Community Store on Highway 97 South in Faceville. Thank you. I appreciate your business.